Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. We have some rough weather headed this way later today. We're even being told we can't rule out the possibility of a tornado. So let's find out what this is all about from AccuWeather's Dean DeVore. Dean.
We're changing air masses of cold fronts coming at us here as we go through the day, and we'll get here later this afternoon, this evening, Lee, and that dry, cold air will fuel some heavy thunderstorms. We think it's pretty much a lock. We're going to see some heavy downpours and the potential for some strong damaging wind gusts with the thunderstorms. The question mark is whether or not this whole system will spin up a tornado. It looks like the best chance for that would be away from the water, so inland suburbs have the best chance for it. The city still does have a chance for it, and the coastal areas too, depending on how this energy comes through. Timing wise, we're looking at any time between 4 and about 10 p.m. with the center of about 6 to 7 p.m. for the city itself, for this squall line that will be disruptive in terms of the rain and the wind and the possibility of a tornado. It's one of those days you want to stick with us all day long and keep an ear right here to New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
The New York City Office of Emergency Management has issued an unusual travel advisory for later today. Christina Farrell is OEM's first deputy commissioner.
The forecast right now is sustained winds of 20 to 25 miles an hour, but we could see gusts topping out at as high as 65 miles per hour, which is pretty significant. People should bring in any loose, lightweight objects so they don't become potentially flying projectiles.
I mean, stuff like trash cans, potted plants, or lawn furniture. And as Dean said, keep it locked into 1010 Winds today. The teenager accused of opening fire in a Buffalo supermarket over the weekend, killing 10 people, was no stranger to the police. The massacre is being investigated as a likely hate crime. 11 of the 13 people shot were black. And investigators say all indications are Peyton Gendron was targeting them because of their race.
Peyton Gendron was asked to write a paper last June about his plans after high school. ABC News has learned he replied, "Murder-suicide." Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Gramley has said that earned a visit from the New York State Police.
They interviewed the subject and they felt it was appropriate at that time to have that individual brought in for a mental health evaluation.
No criminal charges were filed, and months later, he was able to legally purchase the assault-style rifle allegedly used in the massacre. There's no real mechanism in law enforcement or in social services to keep track of someone like Peyton Gendron. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Buffalo.
Among the dead, Hayward Patterson, a deacon at the State Tabernacle Church. Russell Bell is the pastor there.
It boggles my mind that this young man traveled 200 miles, 4 hours, to target our community.
The killing was live streamed on Twitch, and Governor Hochul says social media companies need to take action.
He intended to make sure that other people would see what happened in real time here so they would consider other acts as well. That's what has to shut down right now.
She's ordered flags at all state buildings flown at half staff today to honor the victims. President Biden and the First Lady will visit Buffalo tomorrow to, as the White House puts it, grieve with the community. In Brooklyn, a mother and her 13-year-old daughter are being questioned about the death of another daughter. Roger Stern with more from Crown Heights this morning. Roger?
Lee, it's a horrible story. Workers at a restaurant on Lincoln Place noticed a foul smell coming from an apartment above. Inside, police found the body of 9-year-old Shalom Gaifaro with bites on her back and cuts and bruises to the head. Cops questioned the girl's older sister and mother. Bart Hubbage owns the restaurant below and describes the mother to Channel 7.
She would come out and she would always be like in a house coat and like fuzzy slippers and her hair done up like it was the 1960s or something. But she was constantly screaming at those kids all the time.
Cops say there were domestic complaints against the mother, but those did not involve the children. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Crown Heights.
People who live in Kew Gardens have been hearing for years that the city wants to build a new jail there. But now that they see the work is beginning, a lot of them are really not happy, as Glenn Shuck reports from Kew Gardens this morning. Glenn?
So, of course, what's happening here is all part of a city plan to eventually shut down Rikers and have these four smaller jails, one in each borough, except for Staten Island. They will not be getting one of these facilities. The one here in Queens, right near Borough Hall, where I am this morning, also will have a pretty large parking garage and a community center where hundreds will be able to gather. But again, this is a few years down the road. What's happening now is that there are signs around certain areas you can't park overnight as the design and construction phase continues. In fact, by this fall, they're going to have an 18-month-long project to relocate water mains. There are residents here who are very concerned, businesses here along Queens Boulevard as well, as to how this will impact them. And there'll certainly be quite a bit of debate still to come in the years ahead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Kew Gardens.
The NYPD got a call about a suspicious person at the Grand Street subway station on Saturday morning. They went to check it out, and they were glad they did. Police say this person was carrying an AR-15-style rifle and a loaded 9mm handgun. Under arrest, 25-year-old Yasmeni Lopez of Miami is charged with criminal possession of a weapon. Investigators say they don't know why he had the guns on him. A subway conductor tried to clear a J train of passengers at the Broad Street Wall Street station around 2 a.m. yesterday. At least one passenger objected, and police say he smashed the conductor over the head with a bottle. The conductor was taken to Bellevue in stable condition there. Still looking for the attacker. It was looking kind of iffy for the Rangers last week, but last night they turned things around in spectacular fashion, and now it's on to the next round of the playoffs, as Mark Rene is here to tell us. Mark?
And Lee, even Game 7 was iffy as the Blue Shirts led the Penguins 1-0 at the Garden but got caught and passed before coming back from 2-1 and 3-2 down. Mika Zibanejad tied it up with under 6 minutes left in the third period, and Artemi Panarin won it on a power play goal in overtime, just like head coach Gerard Gallant had a feeling he would.
He's the guy. When I was in overtime, I said to myself, I know who's going to score if we score. If we get the winning goal, it's going to be him. And sure enough, he makes a great play. But that's our team. You know, we compete, we battle, and we find ways to win games that maybe we shouldn't have.
This one also coming thanks to 42 saves from Igor Shesterkin. And now it's on to the conference semifinals against Carolina starting Wednesday night in Raleigh. Mark Rene, 1010 Winds Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.